Thinking it unnecessary to disturb your esteemed repose, we have proceeded in advance to make requisite preparations, and shall await your respected person at the Green Dragon Inn, Bywater, at 11 a.m. sharp. Trusting that you will be punctual, we have the honour to remain yours deeply, Thorin and Company. That leaves you just 10 minutes. You'll have to run, said Gandalf. But, said Bilbo. No time for it, said the wizard. But, said Bilbo again, no time for that either. Off you go. To the end of his days, Bilbo could never remember how he found himself outside, without a hat, walking stick, or any money, or anything that he usually took when he went out, leaving his second breakfast half-finished and quite unwashed up, pushing his keys into Gandalf's hands, and running as fast as his furry feet could carry him across the lane, past the great mill, across the water, and then on for a whole mile or more. Very puffed he was when he got to Bywater, just on the stroke of 11, and found he had come without a pocket handkerchief. Bravo! Said Balin, who was standing at the inn door looking out for him. Just then all the others came round the corner of the road from the village. They were on ponies, and each pony was slung about with all kinds of baggages, packages, parcels, and paraphernalia. There was a very small pony, apparently for Bilbo.
Up you two get, and off we go, said Thorin.
I'm awfully sorry, said Bilbo, but I've come without my hat, and I've left my pocket handkerchief behind, and I haven't got any money. I didn't get your note until after 10:45, to be precise.
Don't be precise, said Dwalin, and don't worry. You'll have to manage without pocket handkerchiefs and a good many other things before you get to the journey's end. As for a hat, I've got a spare hood and cloak in my luggage.
That's how they all came to start, jogging off from the inn one fine morning just before May, on laden ponies, and Bilbo was wearing a dark green hood, a little weather-stained, and a dark green cloak borrowed from Dwalin. They were too large for him, and he looked rather comic. What his father, Bungo, would have thought of him, I daren't think. His only comfort was he couldn't be mistaken for a dwarf, as he'd no beard. They had not been riding very long when up came Gandalf, very splendid, on a white horse. He had brought a lot of pocket handkerchiefs and Bilbo's pipe and tobacco. So after that the party went along very merrily, and they told stories or sang songs as they rode forward all day, except, of course, when they stopped for meals. These didn't come quite as often as Bilbo would have liked them, but still he began to feel that adventures were not so bad after all.
This ends Disc 1.